If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Speeding up vaccination.
We've got to vaccinate as quickly as we possibly can.
President prepares action
on international travel and transgender rights.
Stage set for Super Bowl.
Have a chance to repeat. It's something special.
Mahomes versus Brady.
Mahomes Super Bowl for us. We did it.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the war against the coronavirus pandemic in this country has been marked by sharp setbacks. Now the nagging issue is the sluggish vaccine distribution, with many states running short and calls growing for greater speed. On CBS This Morning, Dr. Anthony Fauci says 100 million shots in 100 days can be accomplished.
That's a floor, not a ceiling. It gets hard and it'll get harder. Do we think we can do it? Absolutely, we think we can do it.
CBS's Omar Villafranca has a snapshot from Texas.
In some places, the first shipments are just starting to arrive, like at emergency hospital systems in rural Liberty County, Texas.
We had a patient that stated they called 198 times to our call center, and the one next to him said, I called 173 times.
Chief Nursing Officer Cassie Cavanaugh says people are calling from all over Texas as shots run out across the state. But hospital COO Patty Foster says their own supply has been unpredictable.
We were told by the state we would have our vaccine last Monday and Tuesday. We received a call from Pfizer on Wednesday that we would have it on Thursday.
And as hospitals race to administer doses, they're still treating COVID patients. But the vaccine is the light at the end of a long, dark tunnel for nurses like Cavanaugh.
I've seen my nurses work 7 days a week. Hours they've never put in before.
The drug maker Merck says it's going to end development of its two COVID-19 vaccines. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe has more on what we're hearing from a coronavirus task force member in the Trump administration, painting a picture of disorganization, misinformation, and censorship.
There was only one full-time person in the White House working on the coronavirus response. I went to my people that I've known all through the last years in government, all 41, and said, can you come and help me?
Dr. Deborah Birx told Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan that the former president often received and touted conflicting information about slowing the spread of the virus.
I'm convinced there were parallel data streams because I...
Disinformation.
I saw the president presenting graphs that I never made. Someone out there or someone inside was creating a parallel set of data and graphics that were shown to the president.
Birx also said she grew frustrated with COVID deniers in the White House who contributed to disinformation campaign.
Every time a statement was made by a political leader that wasn't consistent with public health needs, that derailed our response.
Top White House aides have begun talks with a bipartisan group of lawmakers on the proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on CNN says action is needed now.
The American people say, we elected you guys. Do something. Improve our lives. We are in pain.
On Fox News Sunday, Utah Republican Mitt Romney expressed sticker shock.
The total figure is pretty shocking, and the idea that we need a stimulus is a little hard to understand.
A UN report just out says pandemic job losses are four times worse than the low point of the 2009 financial crisis. A renewed virus travel ban is just one of several executive actions President Biden is poised to take, as we hear from White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
CBS News has learned the president will, as soon as today, reverse his predecessor's ban on military service by people who are transgender. Mr. Biden could announce the plan after a midday meeting in the Oval Office with his new defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, and the Joint Chiefs chairman. Later, he'll sign an executive order firming up the Buy American policies of government agencies. The president is also expected to reinstate a ban on travelers from Brazil and much of Europe, a COVID restriction Donald Trump aimed to lift starting tomorrow. A new ban will be placed on non-U.S. travelers from South Africa, where a new variant of the COVID virus is circulating.
This evening, House Democrats will carry the lone impeachment charge against former President Trump over to the Senate. Incitement of insurrection. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer plans arguments in the impeachment trial to begin the week of February 8th.
Everyone wants to put this awful chapter in American history behind us, but sweeping it under the rug will not bring healing.
A woman from the Trump White House is charting a new political course.
We give the very best information that we have at the time.
Former press secretary Sarah Sanders is set to announce she'll run for governor of Arkansas. She's the daughter of former Governor Mike Huckabee. There's an investigation in Indianapolis after five people were found shot to death inside a home in what's called a targeted attack early yesterday. Mayor Joe Hogsett.
What happened this morning was not an act of simple gun violence. What happened this morning was a mass murder.
One of the victims was a woman who also lost an unborn child. Police are looking for suspects. Now to Tacoma, Washington. Protesters set a big fire, damaged buildings, and marched in the wake of a police car driving into a crowd the day before, injuring two people. The officer at the wheel has been put on paid administrative leave. Overseas, at least 10 bodies have now been found after a mine explosion in China 2 weeks ago. Rescuers got to 11 others who had been trapped. More than 58 million Americans are under winter weather alerts this morning. Forecasters say more than a foot of snow is expected in parts of Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas. Chicago could get around 6 inches. Well, in 2 weeks, Super Bowl 55 will be a home game in Tampa for the NFC champion Buccaneers, looking to swashbuckle past the reigning NFL champs. The Bucs beat the Green Bay Packers for the NFC title, and the Kansas City Chiefs sprinted past the Buffalo Bills for the AFC crown. CBS's Steve Futterman.
It will be the man generally considered the best quarterback ever, Tampa Bay's Tom Brady.
Today was just a great team effort.
Up against the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs and its star quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Being able to go up against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time, it's going to be a great experience.
Brady is 43, Mahomes just 25. It's a classic match of old versus new. Brady will be appearing in a record 10th Super Bowl. Mahomes will be making his second appearance.
Some precious cargo on a SpaceX rocket that lifted off from Florida yesterday, the ashes of one of our late colleagues.
My friend and colleague Dave Barrett was passionate about space.
It is a huge, huge yellow flame followed by a long contrail. It goes right
That's
through
Dave describing the last shuttle launch back in 2011. When he died 7 years later, his wife Joyce knew that his dream had been to fly in space. Now his ashes are aboard the Celestis Memorial capsule that's expected to orbit the Earth for several years.
Every time I look up at the stars, I will think of him and you know, wonder, you know, what's happening and wave to him and, you know, think about him and talk to him.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
That rocket also has a record number of government and commercial satellites on board, 133 of them, most ever in a single mission. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.